Welcome to Building Reddit. I'm your host, Ryan H. Lewis. One of the primary responsibilities of Reddit's upper level management is to discuss, strategize, and ultimately plan what the company should be working on in the future to be successful. As a software engineer, this planning process is mostly opaque to me. I'm usually only privy to the initiatives that my team is tasked with. So I was curious to understand how the projects that all the Reddit teams are working on get organized and stay visible to higher level management. Enter Rachel O'Brien, Director of the Technical Program Management Office at Reddit. She's initiated the creation of a centralized TPM function at the company and oversaw many of its recent advancements. In this interview, she answered my questions about how Reddit plans, how TPMs work with project teams to drive execution, and the tools they use to ensure visibility at the highest levels. Here's Rachel.
Yeah. So my name is Rachel O'Brien. I lead the tech PMO at Reddit, and I have been at Reddit for 4.5 years, give or take a couple weeks or months. So a while. Yeah.
PMO sounds important, but I don't know what it means. What is PMO?
A PMO is a horizontal support function, right? You'll find this in like all tech companies, really, but specifically the tech PMO, we work with engineering and the tech org and product as well. And so what we're focused on doing is working on these programs that cut across multiple teams or multiple organizations on that ones that are hard to fit in a silo. And we try and make sure that those ones get prioritized at the level that they need to be.
What does PMO stand for?
Oh, project or program management office. So for us, it's program management. We tend not to take on like the smaller kind of project work that you might see, but what we do is little projects will be part of a bigger program that we might have somebody in my team leading across the company.
You're running that tech PMO group. Tell me more about like what you do when you're leading that.
Yeah, sure. It's probably useful for me to kind of explain the structure of the team as well, actually, because I actually have four kind of distinct pillars, and they all live within the same sphere, but they all do like very different things. So I'll start right with the TPMs, which is the largest function and the place where I have the most people. And so those are the technical program managers. They're the ones who really own those strong technical programs that cut across the different teams. They work really closely with engineering. They have technical backgrounds, expert planners. They really drive execution for these kind of programs. And so that's kind of one side, and we can probably talk a bit more about that as well later. But I also have the strategic ops function. So that team works on kind of like our internal goal setting. So we use a framework that we call strategic commitments. And they kind of work on that. They also manage launch operations. So yeah, using some of our internal tools that keep an eye on like the overall launch position of the company and like the dates and things and launch reviews to make sure cross-functional partners are clued into the right stuff. So that's the second team. The third team I have is localization. So that's the operational function of, you know, making sure that our products, that the product itself, feels locally relevant to international users. It meets their language needs, it meets their kind of market needs, and it's really maintaining that operational arm of translating our product itself into the languages. They also work really closely with product in general, who are sort of leading the international charge on trying to grow new markets. So they've a seat at the table there just to make sure that we're considering this workflow as we go. And so my final team that I have is a very small but mighty engineering team who work on internal PMO solutions. So you can think of this as like, 2 to 3 engineers who are working on improving the overall ability for tracking programs, for like how we manage launches, and just building solutions and integrations as well through some of the different teams and on how we track this stuff. So the tool that they own is Mission Control, and that's kind of like our single source of truth for a lot of the execution of the company right now.
Those are a lot of different teams. As an engineer, my ears perk up when you say you have an engineering team under you. which is very interesting. I know you have an engineering background, so I'd be really interested to know how you went from engineering to project management.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Or program management, I'm sorry.
Program, project, yeah, you know, I get you. For me, they're very, very, very closely coupled. And yeah, my background is engineering, and I've gone through iterations of that. And when I first joined Reddit, I joined the Ireland office, and I had engineers reporting into me. So I was working with the safety team there. And so I see so much similarity between project management and engineering in general, right? I think when we talk about execution, having a good plan is, you know, the first thing that you need to be successful. You know, actually applying the plan and sticking to the plan and all that, that's all a different thing. But for me, as an engineering manager, you are planning, and that's the part that brings me joy, to put it lightly, right? I enjoy the aspect of like seeing how all the pieces tie together, and not necessarily just planning for my team, right? I like seeing how the thing I'm building is influencing something else. I like seeing how what they're building can tie into my work. You know, my mindset is very like mile wide, inch deep sometimes, but I try not just to be inch deep. But that's the kind of the way that I have always approached this. And so I always feel like there is so much overlap here if you want to be good in either of those disciplines. And so for me, moving more into like technical program management meant that I could have impact that spanned more than just one engineering team. And I could push things through that I felt were important to Reddit holistically outside of just maybe my internal goals, be that within safety or, you know, if you're on the growth team and you're just focusing on, you know, what you're trying to deliver. The big thing for me has always been like, how do those tie together to get us towards our overall mission? And being able to maybe kind of step away from the engineering and the hands-on work has let me flex a bit more into how I can help to influence those bigger pieces.
So you're flexing, you're you know, having to do less engineering hands-on work, but you've been at Reddit for a while. Reddit, when you started, was a very different company. Mm-hmm. I'm even imagining there probably was no director of program management back then.
No.
So can you talk about how, like, kind of, I mean, maybe you were the first person in that role. So how that role developed and how kind of program management at Reddit has evolved over the years?
Yeah, totally. So as I kind of moved more into TPM work early on when I was at Reddit, I was reporting to the CISO. And so we had a couple of TPMs there. You know, there was a lot of need for people with that kind of planning mindset, that execution piece that maybe wasn't in the weeds of everything personally. That started like creeping up more and more as Reddit was scaling up and evolving. And so, you know, we did have a pocket of TPMs in a few different places. And I think it was November. Yeah, it was this time 2 years ago, we decided to like centralize everybody, right? Like, so pull everybody in and really tie it, put us in a position where we could put Reddit's mission first, right? Not just me doing what like maybe the CISO was looking for and other folks doing maybe what the data lead was looking for. And so, you know, the decision was made to kind of put us directly under Chris Lowe, the CTO, so that we could have an agnostic, if that's the right word, reporting chain, so that we can make sure that we're prioritizing the things that are most important to Reddit. So we did that. We've grown substantially. We're like three, four times bigger than we were at that time. And then we started naturally kind of creating different functions based off the work that we were doing. So, you know, we started building mission control as part of Snooze Week, which is, you know, an internal week where people at Reddit get to build something they think will be impactful to improve how their day to day goes. And that turned into something then that we needed to maintain and, you know, people were really seeing a value in. So we now have a small team supporting that, and it sits with me because it's so tied into the program management and execution and general goal setting of the company. So, you know, we kind of tuck them in, and then we also have the strategic ops function, which naturally progressed when we started dipping our toes more into setting a company framework. So, you know, the strategic commitment framework came directly from TPMs who then moved into that function. So Dave Meck is leading this function now, and he's really brought strategic commitments to the forefront of the company. You can see it in different areas of the business, not just product and tech. You see it in like our people and culture section, finance are getting involved. There's lots of different folks. The ads monetization space as well, it's become a great space for us to see all the different goals. And so it just, you know, that function grew naturally as well. And then our most recent function, localization, again, right, like it ties in so closely to needing to be able to see what's going out the door. New product is getting developed. We see it as part of mission control. You know, our new lead, Tara, she's come in now and she's able to see all the things that are going out there and seeing what needs localization. And so it's a good place for getting a broad view of what's happening at the company. And so, you know, a horizontal function like localization fits in really nicely because they can see everything. And before it was maybe an afterthought, and we're at that point now where we're starting to see how we can push this to be further up the chain in terms of ideation and when we're delivering stuff. So that's a long answer for the evolution of the team. But it's really started to grow quite naturally in terms of the mission, right? We're, you know, our mission is to try and accelerate and scale other teams at Reddit. So we want to scale and support other teams to support Reddit's overall mission. And so that's why, you know, we're seeing this sort of natural growth happening behind the scenes.
How much of the growth of your team is inspired by the mission of Reddit, and how much is it inspired by, or maybe like proportional to the number of employees at Reddit, because that has grown significantly since you started as well. And just, you know, I've been on teams that went from 3 people to 10 people, and there's a lot more planning you need to do when there's 10 people.
Right.
So is it both of those things, or did one drive it more than others?
Yeah, I think it's both. When I think about Reddit's vision and the mission and what we're seeing out of our executive leadership and the forward thinking we're seeing, you know, there becomes a bigger need to tie the vision to the work that's happening below the scenes. You know, a huge part of what we've done this year is just trying to find a way to show the excellent execution that's already happening. So it's like trying to gauge between the vision and the picture that we're trying to set and what we're already doing and how we're supporting that. So that's kind of the vision-y piece. I feel like we're definitely doing it there, but the scale of the company matters massively too. And you're right. Like, I think Reddit is probably 4 times bigger than it was when I joined. And so it becomes harder to know what everyone's doing, right? It becomes harder to see like who's working on what, who needs to work on what. And even that piece I was saying of like tying the vision to execution, like how do we do that? It's easy when there's like, you know, 10 people in a company, everybody's in the same meetings, everybody sees what you're delivering and knows like what folks are doing. And so because we've just, there's the rapid expansion, you have all this kind of fluff in the middle that you know is, it, you know, people are working hard, but it's just hard to see how it all ties together. And so that's really been the vision for the tool that we've had, but it's also the vision for how, you know, our TPMs are executing as they're working in different spaces, right? It's who needs to talk to who? Do you know that this is happening? There's so much on the groundwork that those folks do to tie pieces together and to make sure the communication is strong, that, you know, it's imperative for helping to maintain some of those bonds and the vision overall. So yeah, I would say it's a bit of both. For sure.
So you report to the CTO now. Mm-hmm. Does your team only work with technical team, like engineering teams? Or because I would imagine that there's probably other functions, maybe like Orange Red or design team, like and other things that probably could use program management. But are you just exclusively technical and any cross-functional needs?
Great question. Yeah, great question. No, so we do. Like, we work on all sorts of programs that cut across different teams. you know, we do work with Orange Red on a couple of things, and we're even talking about some potential future migration on sort of third parties that we might support them with on the technical side. But yeah, we do, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, we're very, like, we hire TPMs, right? We hire people with technical backgrounds who can have the know-how to, like, push back on engineering for, like, maybe some decisions or see risks that you mightn't see without that, you know, T, capital T. And so, like, that's where they're definitely providing the most value, is across those spaces where they know enough to call bullshit, right? And so that's what we really want. And that's why they're very good in those spaces. They're excellent in other spaces too. I have some TPMs working on some of the, you know, some of the most visible programs that are kind of happening right now internally. And so we try not to discriminate too much, but I think, you know, we do try and lean in towards the tech vision because that's what we're trying to do. But so much of that also comes from product. So I don't want to discount how much we work with product as well. We tend to play a supporting role in a lot of the product engineering pieces where we're just, we can really focus on execution. Whereas when we work with maybe some of the back-end teams that don't have product support, there's a different level of interaction and engagement that they need from a TPM. But in saying that, you know, we do try and work across the whole company, and there's probably a few teams that we haven't worked with at this point. Yeah.
You deal with all those teams. You're really focusing on matching up execution with vision. So how do you do that in terms of, like, a roadmap? Like, what goes into, tell me about, do you plan quarterly? And if you do, like, how do you build those roadmaps on a quarterly basis with kind of all the different teams across Reddit?
So we do try, like, a lot of our TPMs are very involved in strategic discussion, right? They will kind of pull the right folks together to facilitate the conversation. They'll have opinions about, like, you know, hey, have we tried this? Hey, somebody else is already building this. Like, let's pair up here. And so they do get quite involved in this, in the strategy, and not just the execution. They'll kind of be along the whole chain, to be honest. But I think it's probably useful, like, to think, when you think about planning in general, I can kind of briefly overview, like, the top, the whole piece. So we do plan quarterly, and there, we kind of, I think we call it nimble planning still. The idea is that we are nimble and able to, like, react to changes in the market. We don't, like, tie ourselves down too heavily, but we obviously have a plan and a vision. And so our senior leaders will, they have there's a running doc that they visit, you know, every quarter, the company plan. And so they set a lot of, like, high level strategic goals or vision statements and kind of what they expect to see. And so then from there, you'll have each of the orgs, each of the org leaders under that creating, like, a 3-year vision and a 3.5 vision. And again, that's visited every quarter. And so, you know, you'll obviously have, like, a higher fidelity for the things that are next quarter and whatever, but we're constantly trying to review that and keep it tight so that we can pull things in, push things out. There's something there for us, and especially as TPMs, to sort of read those docs and point out the similarities or the opportunities for, like, a bigger program to tie all the pieces together. And so those docs get created every quarter, or they get edited, I should say. And our VPs will review it, and everybody kind of keeps in the loop. And then from a very tactical level, we then ask for quarterly strategic commitments from all the orgs. So, you know, that's, for us, that's, it's very much like, what are you going to achieve in this quarter? What are you aiming at? What does success look like? X to Y, what are you trying to do? And we leverage mission control for that. So you'll see, you can go into the tool and you can see all the goals for this quarter for every team in product and tech and in P&C and in ads and some of the other teams that are kind of starting to get into the framework as well. And so it's a nice place to, like, really dip in and see. And then we also track it, right? Like, every 2 weeks we ask for, you know, a 1-line update to say how you're progressing. And we offer, like, linkages between the launches that you have in the tool and the strategic commitments. So you can kind of start to build that full picture of, like, here's my goal, here's the launch, here's the milestones that we're trying to hit. And so it's, we try and tie all that together in a way that, you know, isn't too heavy, right? Like nimble. I keep going back to that word because we like to have that flexibility to react as we need to. So that's kind of the bigger picture of how we plan. And so, you know, for me personally, as the TPMs are working with the teams, building those 3H plans and even building out the strategic commitments, we're looking for the overlaps and we're looking for those things that we can pull out and say, this is a cool program. This is going to be long-term, something we want to use going forward. This is going to give us X amount of benefit going forward. And so that's kind of how we balance our planning, at least off the back of the company's planning.
Is there some kind of feedback loop for, I would just imagine, like with a company with this many teams working on very different projects, I'm imagining there's the potential that some team could be working on something that totally passes by your team. How do you make sure a fish doesn't get through the net, I guess you could say?
Yeah. Yeah. I think like it's probably a struggle. It's a struggle you find everywhere. Yeah. And making sure that you know absolutely everything that's happening, right? And how you tie those together. It's kind of impossible, I guess, right? Like it's something that's forever evolving, right? Like just like any other process, right? Like our planning process, we're always iterating it. Like we're changing and pulling back things. We're trying to make it work because if we stand still, it won't keep working. Maybe it will, but I'm yet to see it. So how do we make sure that nothing gets through? We do quite a lot of cross-functional collaboration within my team. So you kind of imagine sometimes with the TPMs, I think of them as like little moles because they're heavily invested in like a wide variety of different spaces, right? From like ML to like growth to, you know, space, our security team. We've got all these like little moles who are in a lot of meetings with like leads and they're hearing stuff, right? So we have these, when we have our check-ins, people have a lot of questions, right? When we bring all the TPMs together for our on-sites, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of like, I'm doing something similar. You're calling this a different name. Is this the same thing? And so, you know, we're still working out like the best way to stop something swimming away from the net, but the tool has been really useful for it because we do all of the launch reviews within Mission Control. So that means, right, if you're pushing out a new feature and you think, hey, maybe security should review this, or like privacy might have an opinion of what I'm trying to do with users' data, right? This is an entry point for you. And so you just upload it into the tool, you answer, we have like 10 questions, and you put your data in for your launch, you hit a button, and straight away those teams are notified. And so we have like safety doing reviews, security, legal do reviews as well. So we're trying to become that one entry point so that, you know, less things slip through the net. And we've seen over the last year, especially, that happen less and less in terms of those like people like safety not being in the loop on a review or on a something launching, happening less and less. And so feedback usually directly to me, like, hey, this went out, can you help me? But I think that the process itself is like improving, and we're kind of self-learning a little bit here on the best way to do it. But having those reviews within the tool has been impactful for us to make sure we can see then pretty much all the launches that are going to hit our users. We can see them in the launch calendar already. So
you mentioned a word that stood out to me. Little moles. I'm curious with your TPMs, you know, obviously you don't have enough TPMs for every team at Reddit. So what's kind of the structure for how you disperse them how they work with engineering teams?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they're going to be too happy with me calling them moles, but you know, it's all right. No. Yeah. What we tend to do, and again, we're kind of iterating on this as well, because we need to be able to scale up with, you know, the company in a way that makes sense. It isn't just, to your point, hiring another TPM, sitting them in a place, right? Like that sort of embedded view of the world doesn't necessarily work unless you have unlimited headcount. Then yeah, I'm sure it does work. But so what we're doing at the moment, you know, we're pulling in all the programs we know that people need support on, or the areas that people have asked for help on. And so we're putting them into our backlog, and we're kind of running our own sort of capacity planning exercise right now, actually, this week, going into Q1, so that we can really get a sense of where, who needs the most support, and we can run that by leadership and present the list, just like you would, you know, any engineering backlog, and say, we think these are the 10 most important things. These are the things we can staff people against, like, you know, fight me or tell me I'm wrong. And so that's the kind of conversation that you know, I'll be going to be having pretty soon. And that we kind of have in like little pockets anyway, where we're sort of, we have TPMs who are, I mean, like our TPMs, I'm biased, but I think our TPMs are excellent. And so they're already kind of putting forward programs in a prioritized way. A lot of the conversations I have with TPMs is like, they already know, right? And so, and that's the beauty of it. And so we're doing it that way so that we can, we're doing it in like kind of a more of a centralized way so that we can also respond to those kind of bigger programs that maybe, you know, have more exec focus on them, or like they've suddenly become a need. Incident response is a good one. Sometimes we need a TPM just to jump in and help support that team with the planning of like, usually like after the incident, right? Like, how are we closing this out? What is the 30, 60, 90? And we've done that quite successfully a few times. So we're just kind of trying to centralize in a way that makes sense and everybody can look at it and say, okay, my thing is number 12. They don't have bandwidth right now. And so if I think it needs to get escalated as an engineering director or whoever, I can start to have that conversation. So we're working on like a more visible form for everybody to look at as well.
I'd like to talk about the mission control tool that you've been mentioning. I think it makes sense what the need is and, you know, how someone who has like an upcoming launch might use it. But as probably most engineers who've had a, some, you know, a career longer than one place, I've used a lot of different project management software, and there's a billion of them out there. There's a new one every week, it seems like. Is Mission Control just like another new like project management software? Like, how does it actually like work, basically?
Yeah, sure. So the goal of the tool is just transparency and a single source of truth, right? And so, as I'm sure you know, we have a lot of third party integrations and tools and solutions and stuff. Like, we have quite a lot of that. And, you know, there are different ones that we use. So obviously Jira has some project management capabilities, but it's, you know, it's very engineering heavy and focused. And so what we're trying to do with Mission Control is really pull out just the pieces that we need to tie that execution story to that like overall vision of the company. And so for me, that means like goaling, right? Just putting that in a single spot that everyone can say, oh, okay, I didn't know that they were trying to do this. That's cool. I'm going to go talk to them. Or like just in general, being able to see the roll up of this is everything that consumer is doing this quarter, and creating that visibility that we've never really had in a consumable way that we can kind of flex. You know, this is maybe a view that the execs might look at, which is like a roundup as part of like the monthly business review, which we do actually export a lot of stats for that, versus like, you know, the low level part of Jira, which is where, you know, our TPMs do live a lot in Jira because they work so closely with engineering. And so it's trying to find that balance of like, how do we build something that has just enough information for what we're trying to get out of the situation? So the goals, the launches, protecting the company in terms of making sure the launch reviews are happening, and then just seeing how that like that full picture of execution plays together. That's really been the goal of the tool. And I'm hesitant to add too much other functionality to it, because to your point, you know, do we want just another project management tool? Probably not. But do we want something that we can rely on as Reddit to say this is our internal single source of truth? I mean, I think that'll be pretty beneficial for folks to know. I just have to go here. I can see that full picture. So that's kind of where we landed with that. Contrary to my earlier opinion, we are adding like a slightly different view of programs, because, you know, selfishly, the bulk of my team works in programs. And so it's like, how do we fit launches into programs in a way that also ties in the goals on top? And so we're sort of working through that right now, because simplicity is key, and I am not in the business of overcomplicating. I want to streamline it so that it's just you know, just what we need to see and not too much more.
I can imagine that there's probably no lack of data that you or any of your TPMs could potentially parse through. So yeah, it makes sense. Streamlining is important.
Yeah. And like, you know, one of the other kind of conversations we have a lot is how do we pull in metrics? Because, you know, so many of our goals are just metrics driven. And how do we tie that in so that it's, again, seamless? We've kind of flirted with mode a little bit, and we're going to, you know, some of our internal tools that we use to show metrics. And like, I'm not in the business of building a metrics platform. So I think that there is a lot there that we can just build through an integration that you know, just ties in so that your goal is, maybe you don't have to update status on your goal because it just ties into whatever your metric is, and we can just display that within the tool. Again, you know, single source of truth, beauty. Mwah, that's what I want.
Awesome. Okay. I want to talk about kind of, go back to reflection mode. What are some of the kind of the biggest challenges that you've faced at Reddit kind of building this TPM org and tools and getting Reddit focused and catching everything?
Yeah. I don't know if maybe this isn't the most significant challenge, but the most common challenge I have is people ping me and say, I need a TPM. And I go, oh, okay, let's talk about it. I don't know. Managing those relationships so that everybody can see why our TPMs are allocated to the things they're allocated to. That's obviously a big part of my role. And it's probably the most consistent thing that I get asked and get maybe challenged on sometimes, like, hey, I think you should pull them off this and put them on this. And so, you know, we share out the programs we're working on, and we're going to start having a more obvious view of the prioritization of that for everyone. But there is a bit of it for me too, right? As a people leader, I want to make sure my TPMs are working on things that they're excited about and that they want to work on. And so I think a lot of the times, sometimes I'm playing defense just because I want to make sure that, yes, it may be impactful or it may be important, but, you know, ripping a TPM from a different place isn't the best thing career-wise for us or like how we want to build our org. So I'm constantly sort of in that balance of company prioritization, TPM preferences, and then just like, you know, just how do we manage that situation in a way that is beneficial for all? I will say, like, I don't get like tons of heat on like move this person, right? But I do get a lot of like, hey, help me, can I have a TPM? And so so much of my job is sort of like heat filtering to kind of keep the team steady.
So you've built your career, you've transitioned from engineering to program management. Do you have any advice for people? Maybe even you would say it to your TPMs, like if you want to kind of like grow your skills and build an org and lead a team at a higher level of program management, what's some advice you might have?
Yeah, I think if you're specifically looking at technical program management, I think one of the most important things you should do if you want to lead in this space is just you can never lose the technical or the T of TPM. And I think like for me, that's because you'll grow a team, right? And you'll have a bunch of people who will spread out across the company and start working in new technical areas and domains that you're much less comfortable with. And so, you know, it becomes almost impossible to give meaningful guidance or direction or support if you don't have enough of a technical base to sort of to be able to upskill quickly in that space. And so that's something that, you know, it's top of my mind to keep myself fresh and to make sure I'm doing things on the side to try and balance my own technical knowledge, because I'm not in the weeds as much, obviously. But I think it's important so that I can have good conversations and help to guide. To that point, I also think you need to get comfortable with the concept of being like mile wide and an inch deep, maybe in certain things. You get to see a lot of stuff. You have to be able to context switch. That's something I think I'm still learning. I don't know if anyone is like I've seen Chris Lowe, CTO Chris Lowe, do some fantastic context switching in like multiple meetings. And so it's, you know, it's definitely something I'm still working on. But you will not have the time to dive in there. So you need to get really comfortable at how you operate at taking in small chunks of information and turning that into something useful. And maybe getting inventive with how you say no. You know, like with any resource light request heavy team, you're gonna have to figure out how you balance that and maintain those relationships that you need for the team to be successful. So inventive ways of saying no. There's a specific VP mentor here who's a very good yes and person. And so he'll remain nameless, but I do kind of watch and learn from how he interacts with different people. So those are probably like the loose three things.
Okay. So I feel like you've got a good answer for this. You've got a team of TPMs and y'all are chatting all the time, I'm sure. So what I want to know is, what is your favorite TPM themed meme that you use all the time?
Oh, I think, you know what? I think it's like very in line probably with a lot of engineering ones, but it is always that this is fine. Like, you know, I have a little like dumpster fire thing here. It says this is fine, and it's the dog with the coffee and the stuff, right? Like it's and that's the one I use the most, or I just use the dead emoji, you know, the one where like the guy's like dead on the floor. You know, variety of reasons, right? But why I think I use this is fine a lot is because, you know, sometimes people ask for TPMs or at a later stage, right? And so you kind of walk in and you're like looking around and you're trying to keep cool. You're like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, pointing at different things. And so you're just trying to keep, you're trying to keep deadpan maybe sometimes and say like, okay, we can fix this. We are good. We are cheerfully evil. We are here to help support this team or this program or process or whatever, just to get a little bit unstuck. And so that kind of like deadpan face that the dog has in the thing, that's something I relate to immensely.
There have been many other people on the podcast when I've asked them their favorite meme, general meme. So many times it's the this is fine dog in the flame house. And so I'm starting to think, are we okay? Like, this seems to be everybody's favorite meme. Is this a Reddit thing, or is this more of just like is this just tech work in general? Like what's our problem?
You know, I do think it's a Reddit thing. I think that is because we operate at pace. It's my favorite thing about Reddit. My favorite thing about working here is the pace. I'm never bored. There's always something to do. And, you know, some other people would say, oh, there's always some other dumpster fire to solve or whatever. Sure. Like, I don't feel that way. I feel like there is lots of like different things that you can go and solve for. And I just think we use that meme collectively as like a wow, right? And so I mean, maybe I have a softer touch on it because, you know, I thoroughly enjoy a little bit of chaos. And I think if you join Reddit and you want to be successful here, you need to be flexible to move with the chaos and hopefully like steer it somewhere else or like, you know, reduce it as you walk by. And I think we have a lot of really good people here who do that naturally. So that's why I think, you know, Dumpster Fire Nation, it's great.
Cool. Okay. Well, this has been great. Thank you so much for answering all the questions and sharing about yourself and Reddit. And thanks so much, Rachel.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me. This was fun. This turned into fun.
So what do you think? Does it sound cool to build Reddit, one of the largest sites on the internet? If so, check out our open positions at www.redditinc.com/careers. And to get more behind-the-scenes info, check out Reddit's engineering blog at reddit.com/r/redditeng. And that's it for now. See you in the next episode of Building Reddit. Building Reddit is an official podcast from Reddit. This episode was produced by Mackenzie Green and Ryan H. Lewis. Thanks for listening.